This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Let's then just go ahead and get started with our Civil Service Commission hearing, June 15th. Let's go ahead and have a roll call of board members that are present.
Dawn?
Yes.
Dan? Greg?
Yeah.
Shannon?
I'm here.
Judy?
I'm here.
Barbara? Okay, we have a quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you so much. Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Judy?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Greg?
Motion is.
Yeah.
Dawn?
Yes. Okay. Agenda approved. Go ahead, and I need a motion to approve the minute. You will need to take a minute to look at it then. If not, if somebody can make a motion.
This is Greg. I'll make a motion.
This is Judy. I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Dawn?
Yes.
Greg?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Motion carried. Okay, we'll go ahead and move on to classification and compensation, and I'll turn that over to you, Heather.
Great. I'm joined by the one and only Ellen Zeller, and she will be running you through the class and compensation pieces.
Good morning.
Welcome, Ellen. Thank you. Okay. Go ahead. Did I lose you?
Can you hear Ellen?
Oh.
Okay. We're going to get her to move to a different microphone real quick. Sorry about that, guys.
That's not a problem.
I had told her she couldn't speak before now, so we didn't test it.
Heather?
Testing, testing. Dawn, are you able to hear this?
I'm able to hear.
Okay.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you.
Yep.
This is Ellen Zeller. Nice to see or hear all of you. I'm the Director of Classification and Compensation with the Bureau of Human Resources, and we have three class specs that we want to present for your approval of their pay grades, as well as eight salary structures that will be effective for the FY18 fiscal year. First of all is the wildland firefighter, and please stop with any questions while I'm visiting, if you have any. The wildland firefighter is a new class spec that will only be used by the Department of Agriculture in the Hills area, specifically for preparedness and for fighting fires. Currently, they use long-term temporary positions for this, and so there's a need to make them into permanent positions, permanent and full-time. So they will not only be in place during the firefighting season, but they will be doing a lot of prep work off-season so that we do have a crew ready to fight fires as needed. As I said before, they are currently as temps, so the wildland firefighter squad boss already supervises these types of positions. We're requesting that this classification be assigned a pay grade D. The squad boss, for your reference, is already a pay grade E. So it does make sense hierarchically. I can't tell you how many will be using this class as far as the number of positions, because it will depend on their need and the available FTE with the Department of Ag. Are there any questions?
Does anyone have any questions?
I'll move on. But before I do, I'm getting a lot of I'm kind of echoing in here. I just want to make sure you can hear me and I don't have a lot of echo.
It's Greg, there is an echo. Understand.
You're coming across good, Ellen.
Okay, good. Thank you. So the next class is the HSC Laundry Leader. This will be a one-position class that will only be used at the Human Services Center. Currently, we have a person who's already doing this, but they're classified as a building maintenance worker, or senior building maintenance worker, excuse me, and that truly doesn't fit that class because the maintenance that she does on the laundry machines doesn't fit the type of maintenance that would be classified as a senior building maintenance worker. So we decided to create a class specifically for this one position. It's a laundry leader because it is over the laundry. The folks who work in the laundry doesn't actually supervise. Those people are inmates, but does provide work direction. We're requesting that this be a pay grade E, which is the same pay grade as the senior building maintenance worker, so is a lateral pay grade move for the incumbent. We do have other classes, laundry worker, which is a pay grade B, the senior laundry worker, pay grade C, and those are workers. I can't tell you if those are both used in the Board of Regents. We don't use them. We only use the senior in the executive branch. There is also a laundry supervisor that is used by the Board of Regents, which is a pay grade F, and that position actually supervises. So we're requesting a pay grade E for this new class, the laundry leader.
You want to have any questions? Now, Ellen, we can just vote on all these at the same time, correct?
That works for me, yes.
Everybody else is okay with that? Okay.
The last one is the epidemiology surveillance coordinator. So currently we have an epidemiologist level on our medical salary structure, and we have three positions classified in that. In addition, we have the higher level, which is the state epidemiologist level, also found in the medical salary structure. This would be a new class that would be for a lower level type of epidemiologist used in the Department of Health. Initially, they only had the state epidemiologist along with two other master's level epidemiologists that are in the medical structure, but have found the need to add numerous additional positions to support their needs for epidemiology data collection and analysis. So we are creating a class that will not be in the medical salary structure and is titled the Epidemiology Surveillance Coordinator. So what they do is gather, compile, and analyze epidemiology data and provide the information to the Department of Health to use in making specific decisions for public health. We're recommending that this be a pay grade K in the general salary structure. And at this point, it will be used for one position, although the Department of Health is certain that they will be adding positions to this based on their needs. And again, I would be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. If there are no questions, can I have a motion to approve all the specifications, and the changes. Somebody like to make a motion?
This is Judy. I'll move to approve the new class specifications that Ellen presented.
Second.
Okay, moved and second. If there's no questions. Heather, do you want to go ahead and take a vote?
Sure. Dawn?
Yes.
Greg?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Motion carries, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Okay. Ellen, are you going to do the 2018 pay structure then?
Yes. Thank you. As is required, we need Civil Service Commission approval for any salary structures that would include civil service incumbents. So I'm presenting to you three salary structures, the general pay structure, the law enforcement pay structure, and the medical pay structure, in addition to five career bands: the environmental science career band, the accounting career band, the nursing career band, the information technology career band, and the engineering career band, for your approval. And just a little bit of information. As you may or may not be aware, state employees were not appropriated any money for salary increases. So as a result, the minimums of all of these salary structures are no different than what they were a year ago, in order to because there was no money, and so we had to keep everything cost neutral. So while the minimums did not change, we did raise the market values based on what the market said we should raise them. So there is a change in market value for each of these structures, for each of the pay grades in each of the structures, but there is no change in the minimum or the 5% above minimum that are listed on the structures. And again, I would be happy to answer any questions.
Ellen, who's in the environment?
Who's in the environmental scientist, Judy? Is that what you asked? They're typically in DENR. The bulk of them are in DENR. They used to be environmental scientists or some biologists, and there are a few in the Department of Transportation. I think there's also a couple of them in Department of Military. But Judy, you would have been familiar with them as environmental scientists in DENR.
So if I understand this correctly, you raised the market value, correct?
You were cutting out a little bit, Dawn, but I think you asked, you said we did raise the market value. Is that what you asked?
Correct.
Yes. We raised the market value, and let me just give you a little bit of perspective on that. We have made the decision that even when we do not get salary increases for state employees, we will continue to raise our salary structures so that we don't fall behind. In past years, if we didn't get raises, we didn't change our salary structures at all. And as a result, our salary structures were also way behind, not just our base pay. So we have made the commitment to continue to raise our market value amounts, which drives the rest of our salary structure amounts, even when we don't have salary appropriations. So the market value went up, but in order to make it cost neutral, the minimums had to stay where they were.
So if somebody is hired in a position, are they kept at the minimum, or can you go, or like, for example, 25% of the range, let's say it's 21-26, but market value is 23-62.
Can
you hire them at the market value?
We currently have a rule, a Civil Service Commission rule, that allows managers to hire up to 25% of the range when they're hiring a new person into state government, into a position. So there is latitude up to 25% of the range. If they want to go higher than that, they do need approval from a BHR.
Thank you. And we don't know next year if they're going to get raises until.
No, we certainly do not. I will give you a heads up that we are currently looking at all of our compensation rules and will be coming to you with some revisions that we're hoping allows for a little more flexibility in their use.
Okay. Does anyone have any other questions? Okay. Hearing none, and I have a motion to approve the 2018 pay structures.
This is Shannon Eichel.
Great.
Motion has been made. Second to approve the 2018 pay structure. Heather, would you take the vote?
Yes, ma'am. Dawn?
Yes.
Greg?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Definitely have an echo. Thank you. We definitely have an echo. Motion carries. Okay, Heather, do you have any other business for us? I know when we're going to be meeting again.
Yes, we have a hearing or a grievance that we need to do, and I'm looking for dates at the end of July, which, you know, may not be the easiest to come about. So I'll get that information out to you here shortly. And other than that, I'll let you know if anything comes up with class and comp before we would need to get together for that hearing.
Thank you.
And can we get a motion, Madam Chair, to adjourn?
Sure. Does anybody have any other comments or questions? Hearing none, I ask you for a motion to adjourn.
Ms. Gregg, I make that motion.
Second. Heather, do you want to take roll? Or can we just adjourn?
No, I'll take roll. Dawn?
Yes.
Greg?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Carrie? Thank you. Motion carried to adjourn. Have a great week, everybody, and thanks for taking the time to call in.
Thank you.
Have a great week.